I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I will do what it says I'll do. I will do what it says I'll do. I will do what it says I'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, man, I'm here to tell you, God is here. And this is what when I first received this word from the Lord, I said, really, Lord? And this is what he says, I've been thinking. I said, Lord, you've been thinking? He goes, yeah, I've been thinking. And he says, have you been thinking? Ooh, yes, Lord, I've been thinking. I've been thinking about a lot of things. Have you been thinking about how this world is absolutely going crazy? I mean, can you just look around and see that the world is going crazy? I mean, it's an absolute crazy place to live these days. Amen? Well, the Lord told me to tell you this word. Remember. Remember His word. Remember the day of your salvation. Remember that the Lord God is almighty. Remember the word of God. Say amen. Well, of course, today was communion, and it's a day to remember the Lord, and that's a great time that we had together already. And I'm already believing that God is already working inside of some folks right now. He's already done some work. He's already completed some work already today. And if you haven't got there yet, say, I'm coming, Lord. The Holy Spirit's here right now, and He's not finished yet. He's still working on you. Say, me. He's still working on all of us, and He wants us to do one thing. Remember Him. Remember His word. Remember the day of your salvation. Have we gotten busy so far in life that we have just forgotten where we've come from? Have we forgotten the importance of celebrating Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? Do people see a smile of Jesus? Do they see the joy of the Lord in your face or at Walmart? Or do they see that person that's just trying to hurry up and get through? And I can't believe that they, and thank goodness there's some folks that just love to run. And I'm here to tell you that God is awesome. He's on the throne. But I'm here to tell you it's time for us. It is time. It's time for us to slow down and see what God is doing. The world is absolutely going crazy. We ought to, a lot of people are not even considering circumstances. They're not even considering things that's going to cost them later on in life. I've talked to somebody this week, and you know, we was talking about how we have abused our, anybody ever abused your body? You just did something that, you know, you shouldn't have done. Anybody here? I'm just checking out to see. We was talking about, you know, if we would have known then what we know now, we would have took a little bit better care of the body, right? Amen? And I'm here to tell you that, you know what? It's not too late. Sometimes we want to just give up and say, well, you know, I just can't. I'm here to tell you that, you know, God is a restorer. He's bringing restoration to His body. And he wants you to know that, guess what? It's not over. He's still got some mighty great things in store for you. But there's consequences to sin. There's consequences to things that we get caught up in. They're just going, wow, I can't believe I saw this. Y'all know I kind of like to surf the web, and I'm on the internet, and I go, and I was seeing this thing on Facebook the other day where this kid's up on top of a car, and they called it car surfing. I don't know if you saw that. I mean, I've been crazy. I've done some wild things, I did car surfing. I forgot about that. Noel saying, you did that. No, I didn't. I did it in the back of a truck. It was safer. But I forgot all about that. I just thought the rest of the world was crazy. But anyway, there's a whole lot of craziness going on. These guys are not considering the circumstances. Man, if you wouldn't have been here, I would have forgot all about that. Could we not realize that there's consequences to sin? There's consequences to doing things. There's a lot of folks today that's just not understanding the word right and wrong. We're just doing things that we just feel good about. I'm okay. You know, I serve the God that loves me. I serve a God that just, you know, He's forgiven, and I can just do what I want, and He's going to forgive me. Boy, if you go into it with that attitude, you're looking at some problems in your life. You're looking for a fall. You're looking for some problems. Many people are seeking truth with blinders on. Many of us are looking for the truth, but we don't see it because we have the blinders on. We have things that's covered up. We just look at it through that stained glass window. Maybe we're trying to fill the emptiness that's inside of us that we cannot fill with stuff. Say stuff. Have you ever tried to just fill your life with stuff and get so busy that you forget about what's real? That you forget about what's really important? Have you ever been so busy and caught up in doing things and your own strength that you said, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry, God. Lord, I'll make time for you next week. Lord, I'll make time for you later on. But right now, I'm too busy. I got this, that, the other to do. But how many of you know this, that, and the other will not satisfy the dry spot in your heart? They won't satisfy the loneliness of being alone. And you could be in the midst of all kind of people and be absolutely alone. Have you ever been there? And there's a lot of folks looking for Jesus in all the wrong places. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 3 and chapter 1 says this, but know this. Say know this. This is Jesus speaking now. Know this, that in the last days, frivolous, dangerous, hard times are coming. Huh? Hard times will come. Frivolous times will come. But man will be lovers of themselves. Men will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Boastful. Look at me. Look what I can do. Proud. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Well, you know, that job, it's just a job. Unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, hardy, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Oh, I'm just having too much fun right now, God. I'll make time for you later. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Here people are saying it to me all the time. And you've heard it said too. Well, I believe in God. Well, whoopee! In case you didn't realize, watch this, James chapter 2 and 19. This is what the word says. You believe that there is one God? You do well. But so do the demons in hell. They tremble too. Do you not know, O foolish man, that without works, without faith, faith without works is dead? So you can say, I believe all you want. You can say, but look at what I'm doing. But it's what you're actually doing each and every day of your life. You can't just say, well, I go to church. It's not, church is us, say us. It's about coming together. It's not about just going to church and spending an hour or an hour and a half. Or when Johnson preaches, 2 hours. I'm sorry. I just messed with you, brother. Many people don't understand the difference between right and wrong. Here people say that I believe in God. Well, the Bible says that's good. You do well. So does the church. So does the demons. But let me just say this to you. Say, I am the church. It's not about going to church. It's about being the church. Everywhere you are. Now, the Bible does tell us don't forsake the assembling yourselves together. In case you didn't hear that, I'll say it one more time. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Oh, you see, because we need each other. Oh, you can go out and be busy about doing all kind of stuff. You can get, how many of you can get busy? But it's not about just being busy. It's not just about occupying. Have you ever, this is what blows my mind. Watch this. Look up here. Watch. Listen and watch. Listen. Sometimes we're just doing this with our life. Turning pages. Just clicking off time. Another day. Another dollar. Another day. Another dollar. Another life. Another friend. another enemy. Uh-oh. We're just turning pages in our life. Do you realize? Do we realize? Do we know that life is precious? And that every day is important. You only have one life to live. And you might as well learn that you can enjoy it instead of just survive. There's people that's just, well, if I just make it one, if I just make it one more week, I'll be all right. It's not about that. It's about what are you doing with this week that we've got. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus? I'll just say that again because that was weak. Do you love Jesus? I just wanted to give you a second opportunity there because I knew you did. I know some people here love Jesus, but sometimes we just kind of, yes, Lord, I love you. And that's why Jesus had to ask Peter, Lord Jesus, I mean, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know all things. But Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know all things. Feed my sheep. What did he say? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. What are you doing with what you got? Well, I just love Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been to church 14 times this week. I pray for everybody. Well, are we living? Did we tell somebody? Did we tell somebody what Jesus did for you? Well, no, I didn't tell nobody today. This week, I didn't. Today, today. Why? You know what? We want life. How many of you want life? You want it more abundantly? Well, then use what you got. Say, use what you got. Don't just sit there and turn the page. Well, I made it another day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We made it one more day. Turn the page. Turn. Bling. Turn the page. How many of y'all remember that one? Bling. Turn the page. If you was here 20 years ago, you remember that. We used to do a thing like that. Remember. Say remember. Listen to what the Word says. Always searching. People are always searching for the truth. Excuse me. Timothy 3 and 7 says this. Always learning and never, say never. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, that's when we're just living. We're existing, but we're not living. I'm here to tell you it's very important. Each click, each tick of the clock, each click of the clock, each day that goes by is an important day. You're alive. You're living. You're breathing air. You might as well enjoy it. Some people don't enjoy living. They're just, well, you know, I'll one day in the sweet by and by, hallelujah, I'll be there. And you might get like once or twice a week a smile on your face. Please tell your face Jesus loves you. There's a lot of people looking at you thinking, why would I want to go with you? You look like you just sucked a lemon. Oh, my. Come on, put a smile on your face. Tell somebody how good you... Tell somebody what Jesus... Look what the Lord has done. Start learning how to sing His praises and giving glory in everything, in all things. Give God the glory. Because He's ready to courage and stir up His Spirit inside of you. Say me. Oh, some of us. Now watch this. He learned and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now Jambres and Jambres resisted Moses. So do these also resist. Don't tell me the truth. I don't want to read the Word. They resist the truth. They hold back, huh? Resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. Corrupted minds. Have we not renewed our minds? Have we not realized that we need to baptize the brain? Say the brain. Sometimes we need to get it wet because it's drying up. It's pruned. And we're thinking, I can't remember nothing. Well, that's because you're not using what you do remember. I can't remember nothing. I just, every time I walk in the room, I'm guilty, okay? You walk in the room, what the heck did I come in here for? Doggone it, I got up, walked all the way here. By the time I got here, I forgot. Anybody? We're going to have to stir up the brain. Say, stir it up, Lord. Let's start using it for the glory of God, because if we don't use it, they say you lose it. And many of us are losing it. You used to blame it on age. Bob still don't know where he's at today. I just heard that. I don't know where he is. All right, watch this. But those who But these will progress no further, for their folly will become manifested to all. How many of you know that everybody's watching? And you know what? You can't hide. How many of you think you can hide your sins? Anybody here? Do you realize that the people that think they're hiding it, they're going, I'm too sneaky. You ever see a little kid when they're hiding, you know, like they go... They go over there and they hide behind a tree, and you see their head, you know, and they're sticking out behind a tree, and they think they're hiding, and you say, "Where are you?" I'm over here hiding. And sometimes we're that childish in our mind that we think we're hiding this stuff, from God that sees all things. Do you know He sees you? Do you know? Oh, but He loved me. He forgave me. Yes, He did, but He's not going to forgive you while you're committing it. Do you realize that you can't just go out there and persistently go after sin, and then say, Lord, forgive me? That's called foolishness. Say foolishness. If you read your scripture, do you realize that the scripture is written to the church people, not to the heathens? To the people that are saved. He's written the Bible so that we can learn. Say learn. What to do and how to do it. He's talking to us. He says, remember. Say remember. His word. For the time is coming and now is that the truth will be revealed. It's available to each and every one of us. Jesus is truth. Can we still hide the truth? Can we hide truth? Oh no, it's coming out. You know what? It's coming out. The truth is coming out. Don't try to hide it. Expose it. So everybody say, there you go. Here's my sin. Let me show you what I did. Let me tell you what. There's a lot of things that people try to hide, and I'm here to tell you it's coming out. Say it's coming out. You can't hide it. You might as well confess it. Say it's confess it. Say, Lord, I'm guilty. Here I am. Lord, I did it again. Here, forgive me, Lord. And guess what? God is faithful and true to forgive you your sins. But if you just keep going back into the pit, if you just keep going back into the sea of forgetfulness and reeling it in and trying to relive it and rehash it and refigure it out, oh, woe is me. Say, woe is me. Can you hide it? Yeah, many people try, but I'm here to tell you, remember. Say, remember. Philippians 2:10 says it like this, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, those who in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Remember, say remember. Oh, this is the day that God's going to bring you to a place of remembrance so that we can come before Him and say, Lord, I remember what You did. Lord, I remember that You bled, You died, so that I might have life, and I'm not just going to waste it. Lord, You gave me life not just to waste, but to live. Say live. How much living are we doing, or are we just getting by? Are we just getting through one more day? I'm here to tell you that it's time for us, as Christians, as church, say church, as the body of Christ, to learn how to live. Too many of us are not living. We're just getting by. You know, my mother used to say this all the time. She liked to go to church, and she said it was going to church. I felt like I was getting my gas tank filled up. How many of you love that? You just love to go get your gas tank filled up. Well, that's good, but guess what? Why wait till once a week? My daddy used to do this. If it got down a quarter of a tank, that was empty. So if I can tell you, like, some of us ought to just get to, like, you know, 10 miles down the road. Let's fill that up again. Amen. That would be my brother Hilaire. I don't know where he went. Somebody must have made him mad. Okay. Told him happy birthday. He realized he was getting old. No. Anyway, don't wait till you get empty. Don't wait till you get half full. Don't wait. Go ahead and fill up. Top it off. Top it off. Get more, as much as Jesus as you can each. Say each. Each day, get Jesus. Get more. Say more. Oh, man, I love having more. I mean, have you ever really just felt His presence? Excuse me. Have you ever just felt His presence where He's just coming involved and touching your life? I mean, like sometimes it'll happen in the midst of worship and praise, hallelujah. And then sometimes you could sit here all sermon long and you may only get one word, but that's okay because that word will change your life, hallelujah. It's not about the multiple of words. It's not the multiple. It's not a whole bunch of words. It's the sincerity of the one word that'll change your heart. It's, Lord, I love You. It's, Lord, show me Your way. Lord, it's Your truth. Give me the wisdom and the guidance on how to walk in Your path. One day at a time, one step at a time. Jesus, say Jesus. Remember, many people are pointing out other people's sins. Let me show you your sins. That way they don't have to look at theirs. Let me point out your sins, and that way nobody will be looking over at me. You know, if I just keep pointing at you, somebody's going to say, what's he pointing at? You ever notice that little analogy they show you that somebody goes out and stands in the middle of the city and they go like this? And before you know it, they got 50 people around them all going. And they seeing all kind of stuff. And that's what a lot of people do, is they want to point fingers at other people. Yep. If I point at you, they won't look at me. Let's do some self-examination. Say, remember me. As we remember the Lord, the opportunity is that the Word tells us to do what? Examine ourselves. And see, Lord, I love what David says in the Psalms. Examine me, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me. How many of you know we got some wicked ways? Can you say amen? Oh, me. So, you know what? Don't worry about that splinter in your brother's eye. Don't worry about that plank that's in yours. Listen. So many times we get caught up into looking around and we're living far below what God wants us to be, where He wants us to be. John chapter 16 and 12 says this, I still have many things. Say many things. How many of you know He's still got many things He wants to tell you? Are you in line? I don't know about you, but I stand in line every day. Say, Lord, what's next? What's today's mission? What's today's goal? Wake up in the morning and say, Lord, what's today? What's on the agenda? Say agenda. What's on the agenda today, Lord? What's my mission today? What do you want? Who do you, Lord, is there somebody that needs to hear an uplifting, encouraging word? How many of you know there's a lot of folks in our life that needs just one good word to them done? They just need to see somebody that really loves Jesus and that'll show forth the love and mercy and compassion. When Jesus showed up on the crowd, what did He say? He had compassion on the crowd. Watch this. I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. Why? Because we're not living. I'm just turning pages. You see, Jesus is waiting. Say waiting. He's waiting for us to get ready to be used. He's got stuff. Say stuff. He's got so many things in line for us. He's got them lined up. And He said, as soon as you get to this point, I got this for you. You ever have, you know, you ever have somebody give you something and then you get something else a little and then something a little better and something a little better? I mean, you ever been through the process of like maybe football or baseball or something like that? When you get to this point, you know, you achieve the goal, you get your certificate, and then the next thing you get a little something more. Well, God's got more. Say more. All right, Bob, you feeling bad? Let's pray for him right now, y'all. Somebody reach over there and grab him. He's a little staggery there. Father, we send a word right now to Bob, Lord. We ask You to bring healing to his body. Complete the work that You've begun in him, Lord. He's stuck. He's suffering, Lord. We know that You're our deliverer. So set him free right now, Lord. Loose him in Jesus' name. Say Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We'll keep you in prayer, brother. You have a good day. Hallelujah. I still have many things to say to you. Why, you feeling bad too there, bro? Y'all all falling out, okay? Hallelujah. You just need to wipe the tears? Okay. Oh, no, brother knows. Okay. However, the Spirit of truth, watch this. I still have many things to say, but you cannot bear them now. However, say when. When the Spirit of truth. When. Say when. When. When the Spirit of truth has come. When is the Spirit of truth coming on you? I'm just asking you a question right now. I'm just being blunt. When will the Spirit of God come upon you? You see, it's about inviting Him. It's about saying, Lord, blow on me. Say, blow on me, Lord. It's about breathing Him in. It's about getting into the Bible, getting into the Word of God in a while and allow the breath of God to breathe fresh life, fresh air into our lungs, fresh anointing, fresh vision, fresh understanding of the Word of God. Excuse me. I'm choking. Fresh stuff. Say stuff. Fresh stuff. The Spirit of truth has come and He will guide you. I love it when the Word tells us that. He will guide you into all truth. Say all truth. He will guide you. I said this a couple of weeks ago about how you got to take the step and then God puts that stone right out in front of where you're going to step. If you're paying attention and you're watching, as I'm getting older and have to wear these kind of things and have all kind of issues of visuals, and you know, you got the spectacles on and what they call them, the bifocals. You get ready to step off and you go. You got to look. And that's exactly what we don't do, is we don't look. Some of us are just walking and stepping off into stuff that we don't have no business stepping into. How many of you ever stepped into some stuff and it really stunk? No, don't raise your hand. Yeah, sometimes we step into stuff, and I'm here to tell you that sometimes it's going to stink. And the Lord wants to bring you away from that stuff and set your feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Not into the stuff, but in the solid ground and solid vision of what He's got for each and every one of us. Guide us into all truth. Not some truth, but into all truth. You see? All truth. Truth is truth. It's the Word of God. And He wants to guide us into all truth. He wants to bring us to completeness in Him, that a man of God might be thoroughly equipped. Oh, the Word of God is inspired. For He will not speak on His own authority, but will hear. But He hears. He will speak. And what He will tell us, things to come. How many of you know God's got a plan for your life? And He's going to start lining things up for you to hear. He's going to say, you know what, I got this for you, but you got to come to here before you can get this. You know what, if I got something for you, you got to come and get it, right? I don't have nothing for you. I thought I had some money. I already gave it out. He's thinking that, oh man, I could have had some cash. Got something for you. God's got something. God has something for. Oh, I was hoping somebody would say it. God's got something for. Now, one more time, I'll give you a chance, because if you want it, you got to go get it. God's got something in store for. You see, you got to go get it. You got to go after it. If you're sitting back and you're expecting, you know, God does give us the gifts. But if you want it, you got to get up and go get it. You can't just sit back and say, well, Lord, bless me. Well, yeah, He will bless you. But, you know, you may be. Oh, Tabitha was saying something this morning about sometimes we miss the day of our visitation. They got a day of visitation. Each and every one of us have a divine appointment, a set up time that God's doing something in your life. And He's bringing you to a place of understanding and realization. And He's saying, guess what? I got this for you, but I had it for you last week, but you missed your day. But it's here again this week if you want it. Yeah, anybody want it? Anybody want it? Say amen. Then let's go after it and let's go live life and let's not just turn the page. We're here one more day. I got to get up and go to work. I got to eat the breakfast. I got to drink the coffee. I got to make the tea. I got to cut the grass. Whew! Thank goodness for winter time. We don't have to cut the grass as much. Hallelujah. But sometimes we're just existing and we're missing the point of living, of life. Of enjoying living. It's amazing to me to watch how many people are just miserable. Have you seen miserable people around? Have you ever walked to Walmart and you look at people's faces? I'm a people watcher. Carol will tell you that. I look right at people's face and I'm like. And she says, quit looking at them. I said, I can't help it. They look miserable. They look sad. I want to tell them Jesus loves you.
I walk through the thing, and when they say, "Good morning, welcome to Walmart," you know what I say? Glory to God! Yeah, it is a wonderful day. And they go, "What the heck's wrong with him? He's a sicko." No, I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? Oh, man. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that He loves you. Remember what He's done for you so far. Say, so far. I love it when people say, you know, you say, "Good morning, how's your day?" "Good so far." Like, man, so far, okay. I'm looking forward to an exciting day. I'm getting ready for what God has in store. I'm preparing. I'm reading my scripture. I'm finding out what do you want me to say, Lord? How many of you know when you read scripture, you'll have a reason to use it that day? Anybody find that to be true? When you read your scripture, you bump into somebody and all of a sudden they say, "Well, I just," like we said this morning, "Where's Charlie go? Where's she at?" There she is. We're talking about how good God is and how we need to. I mean, I just finished telling Charlie about stirring the Spirit up within you. And Maggie walks up and hands her a spoon with the scripture on this. Stir the Spirit up of God within you. Whoa! You see, to me, that's just like, wow. I get blown away when God, I mean, God just blows me. Does He blow you away? Do you get a really just an excited feeling when you're hearing God's voice? And you just finished saying something and somebody else walks up and you get the Word of God inside of you. And guess what? Because you prepared, then you go to Walmart and somebody says, "Well, I'm not feeling that good today. I had a rough day. My mama did this. My dad did that. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm having this problem." And you say, "Wait just a minute. Let's pray." Right there in the middle of Walmart. Where was Adam? You did that. We did that last week. Adam and Julie come walking up, and he was like, "Oh man, I got my stomach. Got me a little problem." I mean, we were in the right in front of all the checkout people. I said, "Let's pray." Hallelujah. And we prayed, and we asked the Lord to do a work. Start being bold. Amen. You don't have to hide what you got. Be bold in the Lord. Amen. 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 Yeah, I'll do that. Remember, say remember. Psalm 91, he who dwells, say dwells. He who dwells in the secret place, say secret place. Oh, if you ever find that place, oh, you're going to start smiling. If you ever really, truly find the secret place, every day is going to be an adventure. Every day you're going to live life thinking, "Lord, oh, I've been in your secret place of the Most High. And I'm ready to dwell, and I'm ready to talk to somebody, and I'm ready to tell them how good Jesus is." I don't know. I mean, I always look back at where I come from, and I'm so glad I'm not where I used to be. I'm so glad I no longer surf on the back of a truck. I got a little bit smarter. Let's start talking about how good Jesus is. He dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What it says, shall abide. If you dwell in the secret place, you shall, say shall, abide. Huh? Abide where? Oh, under the shadow of. How many of you know God's protecting you? How many of you know that you already should be dead? Anybody here? You know you should have already been killed, died, you should have been run over, but you were dwelling in the secret place in the Most High, and you were abiding under shadow of the Lord God Almighty. He says, wait, no, you can't take this one yet. I got plans for him. I got plans for her. You're not taking this one out because, you know what? I got a plan. Say a plan. Oh, thank you for the secret place and under the abiding. How many of you know that it's time for us to start thinking? He's wanting us to start thinking. Think about what's going on in this world. Think about that there's a whole lot of shaking going on, and I'm not talking about, what's his name? Jerry Lee Lewis. Come on. Elvis. What's the matter? Jerry Lee Lewis said there's a whole lot of shaking going on, but I'm here to tell you what, there is some shaking happening. And this is what the Word says, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. So if you're not dwelling in that secret place, if you're not under the shadow of the Almighty, guess what's happening? You're getting shaked. No, oh, man. See, living a life like I have with brothers that are crazy, and sisters,
Listen to this. You're going to love this one. Noel's driving down the road one day, and he tells Hilaire. He says, "Hey, I'm going to stop at McDonald's and get a shake. You want one?" He says, "No, I already shook." Some of us have been shaken. Some of us are shook up. Some of us need to be shaken. Amen. How many of you know there's some stuff that needs to fall off? Amen. Come on, watch this. Do this with me. Come on. Just knock it off. You remember that? What was that guy with the battery commercial? He said, "Knock it off, my day." Knock it off. Tell Satan, "You got to go. You got to leave me alone." Say, "Leave me alone." Yeah. Oh, come on. You need to get real with Satan. Say, "Leave me alone." Yeah. You see, because I'm a child. Say, "I'm a child." I'm a child of the Most High God. He loves me. And I try my hardest to abide under the shadow of His wings. I want to dwell in the secret place. Remember, say remember. Come on. Let's come back to the dwelling place. Let's come back to the secret place. Let's come back into the presence of God. I go, listen to what it says. John chapter 14. This is what the Bible says. John chapter 14 and verse 2. I go to prepare a place for you. Now, a lot of times people use this during a funeral. But I'm here to tell you that somebody's ready to die today. Because Jesus is gone. He's already gone and prepared a place for you. Say me. He prepared a place for you. And watch this. And if I go and prepare a place for you, will I not come back and get you? Will I not come back again and receive you to myself? How many of you know Jesus wants to have a relationship with you? Say me. He wants that relationship. He's already prepared the place for the relationship to take place. And it's too many of us are just doing our own thing. And He says, "Stop it. Quit doing your own thing. It's not your will to be done. It's mine, says the Lord." Amen? Obedience is what? It's better than sacrifice. "Well, you know, I've been trying to do this. I've been trying." Well, get up off the pot. Come on. Let's get to work. Let's go for it. Let's go and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's quit waiting on somebody else going to do it. I ain't going to do it. Come on, Mark. You got to go do it. I ain't going to. You talk to them. I'll pray for them. You notice every time. I don't know if you notice this or not, but when people come up for prayer, a lot of times I grab four or five people. Come here. Come here. Y'all pray for them. I'm trying to get other people involved with this prayer stuff. It's not my prayer. It's Jesus' response. It's your preparation to receive what God has for you. It's not how holy I am, although that's important, but at the same time, you can go right to the throne of God. You don't have to come here to the altar, but you can go tomorrow morning, you can go tonight, you can go any tick of the clock, and you can say, "Lord, anoint me." You can talk to Him as well as I can. He's a merciful and gracious God. If you will prepare yourself, say prepare. If we learn to discern the voice of God, we'll learn to hear His voice. Luke chapter 11 and 28. But He said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear my word and keep it." Oh, many of us are here. You know how many words? I think about this. How long y'all been a Christian? Just shout out a year. How many years? 91. Oh, 31. Like who's 100? How long you been saved? How long you love Jesus? How many times? How many words of God have you heard in however many years you've been saved? Now, listen to this. Are you waiting for one more word before you move? Are you waiting for just one more good one? Oh, if the preacher would just preach one good word, it would change everything. If we'd sing one more good worship song, that would have been it. We'd have been there. I'm here to tell you, too many of us are not using what we already have. We've got the Word of God available to us, audio, written down Word of God, on TV, on radio, on whatever, any kind of written. There's so many different ways we can receive the Word of God, and we've wasted it.
Ooh, I went to church last week, brother. Oh, Lord, the Lord, the Holy Spirit moved. That preacher preached the Word, and it was so great. I got so excited, I hollered hallelujah 3 times. You did? What was it about? I don't know, but it felt great.
Say, remember. Remember His words. Go back and remember what He's saying to you. What He already has said to you. Say me. How many of you know the Lord spoke to you this morning? He's already given you a word. He says, go, therefore, into all the world and preach the gospel. Watch this little scripture I'm going to read real quick. Luke chapter 13. I'm almost done. Luke chapter 13 and 10. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. A spirit of infirmity. That means physical or mental weakness. For 18 years. And was bent over and could in no way rise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, He called to her. And He said, woman! You are loosed. Can you just say loose with me? Oh, woman, you are loosed. There's some power. There's power. There's power in the Word of God today and every day. And He's talking to some folks today, and He's saying, today, men and women, you are loosed. He gave His life so that you can have life. He loosed you from your infirmities. You got some infirmities in your life right now. Lord just loosened you from them. He set you free. He brought some deliverance to you today. Say me, Lord. He's brought some deliverance. He's loosening you from your infirmities. And He laid His hand upon her, and immediately she became straight and glorified God. What did she do? She glorified God. She didn't say, oh, look what the preacher did. Look what the elder did. Pray for me. No, look what the Lord said. The Lord. God Almighty, we got to give Him glory. Some folks are here this morning, and I'm here to tell you that God's loosening you right now from your infirmities. Right now, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet with me and learn how to declare the Word of God. Say, I am loosed from my infirmities. No more to return to me. No more will I suffer. Jesus, You've set me free. Jesus, we thank You for Your Word, oh God. We thank You for loosening us, oh God, this morning. Now listen to this. I'm going to read you 2 scriptures and then we're going to be done. Watch this. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 3, it says, and He made alive. He was dead by the trespasses and sin. He made alive. He's bringing life to some folks today who were dead in their trespasses, in which they once walked according to their own course. They walked according to their own course in life. According to the prince. Watch this. According to the prince of the power of the air. How many of you know who that is? That's Satan. We've been walking according to our own lust, our own desires, our own wants. And the spirit now which works in you is the son of disobedience. So the Lord says, I'm delivering you from that spirit of disobedience to a spirit of obedience, says the Lord. Now watch this. Listen, Ezekiel 21, he says, now to you, O profane and wicked prince of Israel. He's speaking to Satan, and I'm speaking to Satan right now that's trying to overtake you. Whose days has come, who the iniquity shall end. Thus says the Lord, remove the turban and take off the crown. When you lift up the world, when you're trying to do what the world wants you to do, it's lifting him up, and he's saying, take it off. Don't allow the world to control you no more. Don't allow the devil to give you fake news. How about that? Fake stuff that ain't real. Don't allow the enemy to take you away from what God has in store for you. Nothing shall remain the same. Exalt, and He will exalt the humble and humble the exalted. Watch this next word. Overthrown. Overthrown. He says it twice. I will make it overthrown. It shall no longer, say no longer, until He comes right, who is right and just. And I will give it to Him. Now the Lord says right now, just give it to Him. Just give it to Him. Father, we again thank You, Lord, for Your presence this morning. Lord, we surrender. We give it afresh to You. Lord, we repent, O God, from the ways that are not pleasing to You, O God. Lord, we just ask You right now that, Lord, if You'll give it back to us. Lord, give it back one more time, Lord. We'll take it and use it wisely. Lord, give us Your word one more time, Lord, that we will walk in obedience. Lord, that we won't walk in our own lust, in our own desires, in our own love for things and money and ungodliness. But today, say today. Today, Lord, I want to walk with You afresh and anew. In Jesus' name, say Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say amen. God bless you. You just have a great week.